Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Yudal, which deals with the Malacha of Dosh. We're holding at the end of Siman Gimel. One last point before we go on to Siman Dalet. So the Chayodim brings a discussion: should we rely on the concept of a Mashkabola Echol Iska Echol Dami? He says the Shulchan Aruch allows a person to squeeze a cluster of grapes into food, based on the rule of a mashkabo lo echol k'echol dami. He says it's also based on the Ben Chananel. It's in every situation by self gishu the raisu. We mentioned that the Mishnah Berurah points out that the opinion of the Ben Chananel is a chumrah, which is appropriate to be machmer on, but it's not. We do not deal with it as a self gishu the raisu. But the Mishnah Berurah does agree that to rely on the leniency in regards to grapes and olives, where you're dealing with a potential deraisa, because we've seen already that the mashka of a grape or an olive is deraisa, an act of schito, according to all versions. So when it comes to rely on this sort of for the purpose of grapes and olives, a person should not rely on the kula of mashkabala echol k'echol dami. So where do we rely on it? We'll see in the next siman in regards to lemons. The Mishnah Berurah is makel totally. The person can rely on this swear of mashkabala echol k'echol dami. In regards to Tusim and Rimonim, and the equivalent of that, Tusim and Rimonim, which are nowadays the equivalent of that would be most citrus fruits. There you would have, according to the Mishnah Berurah, the preferred hanhaga is to machr like the Rebbeinu Chananel and not to do so. And according to the Chayyadim, a person should not rely on it. But in the case of lemons, Mr. Burr is going to say there's a separate argument to be even more lenient, and therefore a person can rely and not, there's one does not need to be machmer for the opinion of Rebbeinu Chananel at all. So let's see that discussion that the Chayyadim is talking about in Siman Dalet. So Siman Dalet, the Chayyadim says, B'shechon Aruch Mater Liskut Limonim, Shekharon Citron. The Shulchan Aruch allows a person to squeeze lemons. They used to pickle them. The Sechamayim. So a person is allowed to squeeze the lemons, which have not been pickled, into water. And you would add sugar and you would drink it. It was a lemonade or a hot lemonade. Shulchan Aruch says that that's mutter. Kim and Shein Derech Lishtoyes Elabadoi. At the time of the Shulchan Aruch, lemons were used primarily as a dip. You would dip things in, or it was used as a condiment. It wasn't used to make lemonade. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says that making lemonade is not the derech to do that. It does not have a shame of a mashka. She let us squeeze it directly into the water. Chayyadim points out, it was not uncommon to squeeze lemons, but it was done for the purpose of using it as a dip. They fill up barrels in the hundreds in punch, and they use it as an ingredient in making a punch. This is a constant, all over the place. This has become ubiquitous. The people use lemons as a drink. It's questionable if one can squeeze them nowadays. Like I said before, in Siman Beis, this would become like Tusim and Rimonim. And the Chayyam then moves this and calls it an Issa D'Raisa. He's upgrading the two Samaria Marnim, everything the Derech has to do it, it's a Derech to do it. It becomes a status of an Issa D'Raisa. Val Kaponim, Yesh Yisrael, She Yisrael, Mikarim Al Gabi Tzuker, Tabi Kimashka Balo Echol, Vagam Zet Tzarechiyin. So he says, so to squeeze it, like the Shulchan Aruch says, he's very debatable, that the Shabur quotes the Chayyam in this regard. The person should not rely on the Shulchan Aruch's Heter anymore, because the situation has changed. And now these the lemons approximate the process of Tusim and Ammonim. That which the Chayyam says you can't squeeze it onto sugar, the Mishabur says that one could do so, and it becomes a Tzarchiyan, the Chayyam ends up Tzarchiyan, because of the issue of the Ben Hananel that he brought in the previous simon, and the Mishabur says that there's no need to be machmer on the Ben Hananel shita for that the Chayyam is concerned about. So why is that? And the opinion of the Chazanish, who has a different concern over here, we will clarify it in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.